Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Healthy Conversations with the Nurse 3000. I am your host, Dr. Lestasia Williams. I hope everyone has enjoyed their week. I know that I have. You may not be in the same situation you were, let's say, before March the 6th. Whether you were able to come and go as you please and just do all the things that you could, but just know you're still here, you're still healthy, you still have your family. So enjoy that time, make the best of that time, and just kind of think of some things to kind of maybe, you know, reinvent yourself. Do some things that you didn't get to do before COVID-19, which brings us into today's episode. Today I want to talk about just not COVID-19 per se, but what it's doing to our life. Right now, being a school nurse, I am having to be a school nurse from home, which can be difficult because, as you know, we're used to students coming in, my stomach hurts, my head hurts, this hurts, that hurts, and we're able to do a physical assessment to where we see that student and we can, okay, say, hey, your blood pressure is this or your temperature is that, and just kind of make some suggestions based on what we have done during our assessment. Or a teacher may come in and they have concerns and we do the same thing. Where now we're in a place where we can't physically be there with our staff. We can't physically be there with our students. So now, being a school nurse, it's changed. We can still do what we would normally do. It's just done in a different way. So now, we're getting a little more into what I really love, is educating people about their health so that they're more proactive about their health and not reactive. Meaning that, okay, now I'm taking a little more ownership of what's going on with my health. COVID-19 has made it to where I can't necessarily get to where I would normally go to, or, you know, be in the presence of the school nurse and ask her questions. Okay, so now I might still have questions. For example, if you had a question about something that's going on with you health-wise, you can't physically be in my presence. But if you shoot me an email, say, hey, I have X, Y, and Z going on, I might ask you a few questions. But now, the biggest thing, I'm saying, hey, you might want to go see your doctor. Or provide that education. What did your doctor say? If your doctor said X, Y, and Z, then you need to follow that plan. And, you know, just try to provide education. Now, as a school nurse, we're having to, you know, use a little more technology. Being in the clinic, we did not have the ability to, you know, use technology like we wanted to. For me, I've always done podcasting or blogging or, you know, things like that to kind of get health information out. Because I've been a school nurse for 11 years, and so that's what I've done. I've only been in DeSoto this is my first year. And so not being able to implement some of the things that I would normally do, but now we're in a position to where we're having to use more technology, just like, you know, a teacher or a student who they're not used to doing online courses. So everybody's having to transition, but as a school nurse, we're having to adjust a lot for some, but still being able to provide that health education that's needed for our staff and for our students. Now, the advice that I would give during this time, make sure that your mental health is in check. I've always been one who has liked to discuss mental health with my students anytime they come in, because a lot of times we have students who come in and they may be complaining of a stomach ache, or they may be complaining of a headache, or we may have staff who's the same thing. And when you look at it and you get down to it and you ask questions, a lot of times their mental health is suffering. And I have always been the type of nurse who, I believe, if you do not have all areas of your health in check, then holistically, you're not going to be healthy. So if you have your physical health, then you're healthy for the most part, but your mental and spiritual health is not in check, then something else is going to suffer. So everybody's holistic health is going to look different. It's not going to be the same. I'm not going to be a bodybuilder and, you know, things like that. But I have the best that I can for me. And so that's going to look different for everyone. But I believe that if you don't have all those areas in check, then something's going to suffer. And a lot of our students, a lot of our staff who may come in, who may not realize it, but their physical health may be suffering, and they're coming in and they have complaints about certain things because their mental health is not in check. There may be some things that's going on at home that they really don't realize is affecting them, stress or whatever the case may be, and it's really taking a toll. So my advice during this time for students, for staff, will be to make sure that you are getting your mental health in check. Address some of those areas that may have been stressful while you were in school, and see how you can either change those stressors or, you know, kind of adapt. And so you want to make sure that that is under control and not getting the best of you during this time. Because let's be honest, COVID-19 has changed the way that we do things, and probably not just for right now, it's probably changing the way that we're going to do things in the future. And so we have to be aware of those things that kind of stress us out, those things that, you know, keep us from being productive, and trying to change that a little bit, so that way we can be that whole person. We can be, you know, have our health in check. Because I'll be honest, when during the school year, I had so much going on that I was not able to focus on maybe, you know, exercising for at least 15, 20 minutes. Because my thing is, as long as I'm getting something in, then I'm okay. A lot of times I wasn't able to do that. So now I have made in my mind that, okay, I know that during the school year, I wasn't able to do this. So let me try to incorporate some of that on top of my other duties at work. And hopefully when we come out of this, we're able to keep that up. And that's one of the big things. You want to start some things that you were not able to do during the school year. Create a healthy lifestyle. I don't like to say people go on diets. I like to say creating a healthy lifestyle, because mentally in my mind that shows me, okay, if I am changing the way I eat, if I'm changing the way that I exercise or whatever the case may be, mentally I'm saying, okay, I can keep up with that, versus I'm gonna go on a diet. Well, a lot of people are not gonna keep up with that diet past day 10. So just make those lifestyle changes to where when you come out of this, you're able to keep up with it. Be realistic with those changes. Don't say, oh, you know, during this time, you know, before we get back to school, I'm gonna lose 30 pounds. Okay, if you want to lose 30 pounds, that's fine. But don't put it on yourself to where you're pressuring yourself to do that. Do small goals and say, hey, in 4 weeks, I'm going to have 5 pounds down. That's realistic. Now, what plan are you going to put into place to get that done? So you know what you want to do. Now you have this plan your health plan on what you want to do to accomplish that. And that goes for students, that goes for staff, for anyone. If you want to have a healthier lifestyle in the midst of COVID-19, you want to make sure that you put a plan in place and then you figure out how you're going to execute that plan. Because when we come out of this, guess what? We're going to be busy again. But if you have that lifestyle change while you have this downtime, quote unquote, so to speak, it will be easier to keep up with it once you get out of it. So just make sure that you are keeping your mental health in check. You're trying to come up with a creative health plan so where you can have this healthy lifestyle change, so where you can be a holistic person when you come out of COVID-19. Because I say when, because you're going to come out. Question is when? We don't know. We haven't reached the peak yet. Somebody can ask me a question after I see the peak and see how it goes on that downward spin to kind of flatten the curve. We don't know when that may be. It might be a little while. But just know when we come out of this, the things that you're doing now, the things that you're having in place now for your health will dictate what you do when you come out of it. So there's just a few things that I want to come and talk about today. I will do my best to get these podcast out at least maybe every 2 weeks until the end of the school year. So just kind of give some people some motivation, something to kind of help keep their health in check a little bit. So I want everyone to continue washing your hands. Stay inside as best you can. If you don't have to leave, don't. Make sure if you get sick, you contact somebody. They have the e-docs now to where you can, contact them via, an app on your phone. And someone can see you and they may say, okay, hey, I'm calling in this prescription and you can go take this. Do that. Make sure you're taking your vitamins. Make sure you're eating healthy. Make sure you're trying to get in some type of exercise so that way you can stay healthy and we can see you back in August. So until next time, everyone, stay healthy.